Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala barakatuh. Productive Muslims, welcome again with another interview with one of our productivity instructors. Today we have Sister Latifa Begum. She is the head of Productive Muslima, and she will be delivering a special module in the Productive Ramadan course on how to overcome the Ramadan challenges faced by our sisters, or the mothers, spouses, sisters, or you know, wives in the family. Sister Latifa, assalamu alaykum.
Walaikum salam.
Thank you for joining us, and just tell us about yourself and what you do.
Thank you very much for inviting me. I'm really looking forward to delivering this Ramadan special course for sisters. In particular, my role looks at tackling productivity issues for sisters. We face a different set of challenges in Ramadan as women who are challenged to balance many roles. And I have been delivering workshops trying to really understand from sisters ways they can work better to be more productive, inshallah, in all their roles and to have a more fulfilling Ramadan.
Inshallah. What sort of challenges do sort of sisters express to you they face during Ramadan?
I think one of the many challenges starts with sisters having to focus on others during Ramadan, particularly as mothers, and in many instances sisters are the ones who are preparing the iftars and prioritizing their schedule around their family, and this can be quite a challenge for sisters who are working as well and need to come home and prepare iftar, especially if they are feeling slightly drained. So one of the things that we talk about in the sister special is this idea of the kitchen dilemma. Do we spend too much time in the kitchen, or can we really invest that time in spiritually developing ourselves and have something a lot more simple in terms of the iftar menu for the family? Some of the other challenges that sisters face in Ramadan include having a particular time where they're not able to pray, which can be, for a lot of sisters, a time where they feel they've hit a spiritual low. They feel that they are losing out on the barakah of Ramadan. And we will be exploring tips and practical ways that they can maximize their time when they are not praying by having spiritual boosters. And one of the other key challenges sisters face is particularly if they are mothers, balancing that time between spending time with family and their ibadah. And this is one of the other areas that we'll be focusing on, asking sisters to think about what support networks they might have to really help them to recharge their own spiritual productivity during Ramadan, so they don't lose out in Ramadan as well.
You spoke about some of the challenges, as we mentioned earlier, is the fact that it's very difficult to balance their time between their sort of spiritual aspirations, the physical needs, and the sort of social activities. Can we talk about a bit about sort of the energy drain, how drained sometimes sisters feel during Ramadan? What do you think is the root cause of that, and how can sometimes some sisters overcome that?
One of the key things that sisters sort of complain about is, with all the roles that they have, it's about giving each of their roles as a daughter and as a wife and as a mother their kind of due time. And this is something that we focus on in the sister special. One of the root causes of the kind of the drain that they feel on a physical level and even on an emotional level is sometimes because of a lack of planning where to invest that time spiritually and socially, and also on the physical level. It's about planning their diet. You know, alhamdulillah, the last couple of Ramadans for me, the diet that I plan really helps me to feel almost more energetic than I have throughout the rest of the year. And so a lot of the time, I think the root causes come back to not planning how they eat and having spiritual sources of sustenance as well, and giving themselves time, because sisters can easily burn out, as I say. They burn out because they are, you know, spending, as I said, a lot of time perhaps, in, you know, focusing their energies on the family when they need to just go back to reminding themselves what is the purpose of Ramadan. And we know Allah says in the Quran, you know, fasting has been prescribed for us so that we can attain taqwa. And so we really want to drive home this message that for sisters, there are many rewards attached to being a mother and, you know, making sure others, particularly during Ramadan in their family and around them, have sources of benefit in Ramadan, but they also need to ensure that they invest that time in themselves.
Inshallah, inshallah. You spoke a lot about sort of being part of a family and sort of the challenges of a sister being in a family setting. But then, of course, if you think of Ramadan, sometimes Ramadan, there's this the trap that a lot of sisters fall into, is this like social expectations, social rituals that they have to go through, whether it's hosting iftar parties for, you know, for extended family members, or, you know, having almost having like a 30-day food festival where every day is a different sort of dish. So how can sisters overcome that sort of social ritual trap that comes with Ramadan?
Yeah, I think the sisters know very well the experience of having to host many iftar parties. And I think, as you say, sometimes there are expectations that this is just maybe a part of the family culture. But one of the tips that we share during the module is that sisters need to be selective of, first of all, of how many they can realistically host. And in particular, trying to block the last 10 days of Ramadan, as I say, to really, do their best to focus their ibadah, you know, to get the best out of the last 10 days and avoid hosting iftar parties that may sometimes go on too long, and also don't necessarily always have the right menu, such as the super sunnah foods, which can really boost energy, and that can have an impact on worship. And so there's a number of tips that we share, looking at how sisters can be selective about the iftar parties they do host, but also the iftar parties that they attend. There are many other tips we'll be sharing on social productivity, how they can invest that time by perhaps holding an iftar gathering at the mosque instead of at their home, and then they will be in a better position to be able to go to the mosque if they are able to.
Yeah, I mean, and one of the critical roles sisters can play, because as a mother or a wife in a family can really make a whole difference to the spirituality that the family feels in Ramadan. So how do you see that in terms of not only the challenges she faces, but really the responsibility that she has to ensure and to push the husband, the children, to really, she can be the catalyst for them to really have a spiritual Ramadan.
Absolutely. I think as sisters, we have quite a special role to play with the people in our family, and most people will be able to say, you know, the mother is almost the backbone of their household, you know, in Ramadan. Absolutely. And one of the key things that we kind of focus on in the module is that, you know, the family can get involved in having a productive Ramadan. So one example that from my own experiences, having the kind of the fathers, the sons, and the brothers involved in the preparation of iftar, even if they don't quite have the culinary skills or can cook iftar, they can help prepare the kind of cutlery, and that can be something that can ease the kind of the burden sometimes of spending too much time for the sisters in the kitchen just before iftar time, where they should really just have an opportunity to reflect on the day that has passed by and have an opportunity to make adhkar and really maximize that time, a time when dua is accepted. So we encourage the sisters to enlist the help of their husbands and their family, but also with the children. You know, it's a very special special time for them to really understand the beauty behind Ramadan. And even if the children are young, they tend to have a very natural inclination to wanting to take part in the barakah of Ramadan. And we can do that by encouraging them. So there are lots of tips that we'll be sharing, inshallah, on how to engage the family so that they too can take steps towards having a more productive Ramadan together, inshallah.
Inshallah. And so far we're speaking about sort of married sisters, mothers, wives. Let's talk about the single sisters. So single sisters who perhaps don't have that much responsibility for husband, household, and children. Sometimes they might be in one of these Ramadan traps, we call it the distracted mind, where they're on Facebook, they're on TV, they watch the latest shows, and sometimes in the Muslim world, unfortunately, a lot of these best shows come during Ramadan. So yeah. For the sisters who perhaps, even if say, I'm not sure if she's working or working or studying or studying, how can you know make the most of it? How can she realize this is actually one of the most best time for life to actually make the most of Ramadan, because once she gets married, it becomes even more difficult? What sort of advice would you have for her?
I think being a single Muslim brings with it many benefits and advantages, as you said. And I think this is very important for sisters to remember. Sometimes they fall into this trap of being distracted and thinking, well, there isn't, they might waste that time watching TV instead of investing that time in developing themselves spiritually. And so one of the tips that we provide and we'll be looking at is how can they use spiritual boosters to make sure that they maximize this time, and also thinking about each of their roles. I know as a daughter myself, I will prioritize coming home early from work, just so I can prepare and help prepare iftar in the kitchen. And that is something I will block out time for, and then I will ensure that there's time for me to be able to focus on spiritual productivity. So for single sisters, I would really encourage that they plan how effectively they will use their time in Ramadan, and we'll have lots of practical tips and exercises in the module, inshallah, for them to really plan that and write them down, inshallah, and execute it, so they'll have one of their best Ramadans ever, inshallah.
Inshallah, inshallah. Definitely looking forward to that. And everyone who's listening to this and watching this, really this Product Ramadan course has been put together with the help of a lot of instructors who are dedicated and specific, and Sister Latifa is one of them. She's specializing in giving practical advice to sisters to overcome their Productive Ramadan challenges, whether they're single sisters or married sisters, whether they're wives and mothers, and with the children and family. So definitely something to look forward to in the course. And I hope that you all join us, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Sister Latifa, thank you very much for your time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.